Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So the question we posed before the old commercial break hit was, does this team, talking about the Local 53, have enough top-end talent? Blue chippers, whatever you want to call it, right? Pete Prisco did a top 100 list. And most of the teams that, you know, you think you're competing with in that not quite 13-14 win range, the second tier down, that 9.5-10.5 win range, right, in terms of the Vegas over-unders, most of those guys... most of those teams, rather, have more guys on this list, right? We're just sort of used to that. San Francisco has two dudes in the 30s, for example. Baltimore's got a whole bunch. So, you know, you're kind of looking at that higher level, the Philadelphias, the Buffaloes, the Baltimores, and they've got a whole mess of guys in there. Teams like Washington, my contention is they don't have enough blue chip guys. A huge part of that, the biggest reason for that, quite frankly, is Rivera, Marty, Martin, all those guys stunk at finding high-end talent. There are a couple guys that they found that are nice pieces that are still here. B.A. Sam Cosmi, Quan Martin turned into a nice player, etc. I'm not here for nothing. Nice players, you need those. They fill out your roster. They help you, right? But I'm talking about finding them blue chippers. None of their first-round picks are still here. They inherited Terry McLaurin, who was the best player for them, and is one of the best players, not named Jaden Daniels, here now. Daniels is a high-end blue-chip talent. We all agree? All in favor say aye. Aye. All opposed? Pipe down. Right? Yes. Blue-chipper. Do they have another one? Do they have another blue-chip player? You could argue McLaurin, and I think I will argue on behalf of McLaurin, but even by the best estimate, what's the kindest estimate of a ranking for Terry McLaurin? A guy that's never had, you know, 1,300 yards. A guy that one time has gone for double-digit touchdowns. And you're not. It always sounds like I'm knocking Terry McLaurin. I'm not. He's wonderful. I love him. He's our sweet little prince. Sign him. Let's get this done. He's my guy. I can't wait to, years from now, induct him into our ring of fame. He's going to be second or third in almost every receiving category by the time he's done here. Awesome player. But we can all acknowledge that he's not Ja'Marr Chase or Justin Jefferson or CeeDee Lamb and company, right? What's the kindest, biggest Terry homer? Where would they put Terry McLaurin in the receiver rankings? 7th, do you think? Top of your head? Behind, an Amon Ross St. Brown, maybe behind a CeeDee Lamb, behind an A.J. Brown. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. That's really good. So I argue he's your second blue chipper. And I know that Bobby Wagner was on the all-pro list last year. That was fun. I love Bobby Wagner. Very pro Bobby Wagner. His influence, his Daniels buddy cop movie that they do every week. They're friends. I love that so much. I don't know that he's Zach Bond. I don't know that he's, still the same dude. I mean, that's a gold jacket. That's Bobby Wagner. Nothing but reverence, okay? Star, awesome player. May not be the same as he was for the majority of his Hall of Fame career. I think that's okay. I'll take whatever version I get of him. But I guess my question to you guys is, and I challenge you, do they have enough high-end players? Because those are the three that made Prisco's top 100 list. Do they have enough blue chippers? I don't know that they do. And that's my big gripe. Gripe's not the right word. That's my fear. That's my worry. I talk about this all the time. There are certain sports and certain moments in sports. If you guys are basketball fans, you know what I'm talking about. Baseball, to me too, has this to a degree. You know, you're on a losing streak, so you give the ball to Max Scherzer. You're on a losing streak, so Randy Johnson's pitching. You go, thank God, right? In his prime. Or this guy's up, he'll fix it. In basketball, the play that we were running didn't work. There's 6 seconds on the shot clock. You've got the ball, star player, 28 feet from the rim. Do we get anything good out of the possession or not? That's what a star does, right? Every once in a while, you get Lou Dort in that game seven where he is falling away and he throws up that prayer trying to hit the roof and it goes in. You go, okay, but I'm not talking about that. You guys know possession in, possession out. It's that when nothing's working for Boston, Jason Tatum's going to get you a bucket. When nothing's working, Giannis is going to play bully ball. When nothing's working, LeBron could do something or Jordan could do something. The greats to ever play this game, they fix it. Blue chip players fix it. When things aren't going well, the blue chip player goes, I got it. I'll fix it. I'll handle it. I'll make the play. Right? Think Chicago. Think Hail Mary. Nothing much happening for a while in that game. But we got Jaden Daniels. I'll fix it. Going back and forth. Hey, we can't stop anybody. Jaden Daniels goes, I'll fix it. Do they have another guy like that? I don't think so. I like these players. I like what we got out of Zach Ertz last year. I was stunned by that, quite frankly. I thought you'd get some of it. Sometimes he's hurt. Sometimes he's back. But I thought it would be a mix and match and some up and down. He got better as the season went. He was phenomenal for them. I don't think they have enough blue chip guys. The big case that you could make to me is that Tunsil belongs on that list.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm still bullish, but it doesn't seem like the rest of the league is. Darius, I ask you, as a gentleman that's plugged in to Local 53 and a fan, do they have enough high-end guys, and does Tunsil belong there?
I'm definitely a little bit shocked that Tunsil wasn't on the list. I do think that he belonged there. And I think the only other person that you could maybe make the case for would have been Frankie Luvu, a guy who played a pretty high level for the team last year and made an all-pro defensive team last year. But other than that, yeah, I do think this team lacks the amount of high-end talent that it takes to be recognized in this manner, in this fashion. And again, you mentioned it before, it has a lot to do with all the first-round pick misses that we've had.
Yep.
Over the last few years due to the Ron Rivera regime and the Marty Party and crew. So that's the part that hurts the most. If there's guys that are currently on the roster that could potentially be that, maybe Sainer still eventually is one of those guys. Maybe a Trey Amos is eventually one of those guys, but they're too young at this point to be able to consider them that. So yeah, it sucks that the Ron Rivera era put us so far behind in that category of having the amount of blue chip players that it takes to be recognized in that fashion.
Because again, I'm a Tunsil guy. I thought the move was correct. I love him. I'm happy he's here, right? Is he better right now this minute than Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson?
No.
Is he better right now than Tristan Wirfs?
No.
Is he better right now than Penei Sewell?
Nope.
Is he better right now than, let me think.
Trent Williams?
Trent.
Yeah.
Right? Deion Dawkins is on this list. I would take Tunsil over Deion Dawkins.
Yeah, they're probably in the same category, I would say, if anything.
But he's 97th on this list. So right. If he's off and Tunsil's on, fine. But the point is, he's in that conversation, also receiving votes kind of a guy. 800-636-1067. Umar and Sterling, do the Local 53 have enough high-end talent?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you guys in regards to Tunsil and I think someone just mentioned Luvu as well.
Mm-hmm.
Another player, I mean, if he can prove to be healthy this year, I mean, Debo Samuel, I mean, you were mentioning a guy like Jason Tatum, right, who can get us out of a jam. Terry's running deep. You need something underneath, a guy that can turn a hitch route or a quick out to 20, 30 yards. I mean, Debo Samuel, if healthy, can do that. And then obviously his ability out of the backfield is something that teams are going to have to game plan for along with Jaden. So I think if healthy, I think Debo Samuel could be one of those blue chip type players. I think a guy like Sanders still, if he has another year like he did last year, could really ascend as well. I agree. At this time, I don't think we have enough. But we do have a few guys that I think have some prove-it type years this year, and we could be looking at this a lot differently next year with these guys.
Appreciate you, and I hope that's 100% right, by the way. Now, for Sandra still, I don't know. I think he's close. This is going to sound dismissive, and it's not. You need that. You draft a guy in the second round, he starts for you, and is just a good player. I don't know how much more upside Sandra still has. And again, that sounds like I'm knocking him. I'm not at all. That guy's good. I think this is what you're looking at, though, which is a guy that's probably better in the slot, that can play outside, that gives you versatility. So think of it if you're an offensive coordinator, right? And you're going to go, hey, I can motion a certain guy against a look that I like and make the slot corner play on the outside. Ha-ha, that'll be great for my matchup. So I got Sanders still there. And I got Jonathan Jones doing it the other way. So you got kind of one of those two guys that I think are two A's in terms of a corner where you could play inside, got the versatility also to succeed outside. Again, there's nothing wrong with that, and you need that. I don't know, though, that Sanders still is going to turn into Sauce Gardner, right? And I think that's okay. I'd like a Sauce Gardner, by the way, but I don't know that you just get one. Does that make sense? Dean in Leesburg. What's up, man? You're on The Fan.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Always listen. I'm going to take the opposite approach, which is I think the player profile these guys hire to is not really to a blue chip like kind of prospect, right? I mean, it's more like the Patriots during their run. They turned over talent again and again and again, but they always drafted and recruited and traded for a certain persona, right? And I think that's true in all these guys. I just come to the point you always need a couple. But I don't think you need to load up with blue chips. They did go to the NFC Championship game, and they did it with a player perfect. I mean, everybody was talking about the locker room, right? Every single one of these guys was either a former captain. They went through the process of fitting the profile. So I don't think you need it. And I think the ones they've got, they could make some upgrades in some places, but I think what Adam Peters is doing is fantastic. He's developing a culture. And I think the culture eats strategy and culture eats talent every day. Now, I mean, that's my take. But I would take exception that you need to go out and get a bunch of blue chippers. They did it last year, and they're going to do it again.
Dean, appreciate you. So here's my response to that. It's a very good call. Appreciate you making it. Who'd they trade for? See what I'm saying? I think if you ask these guys, you'd want blue chippers that obviously fit your mold. But the idea that they didn't want to upgrade talent, I think you got to look at their actions. They went and traded away draft picks. They didn't have a ton of them to go get Laremy Tunsil, right? They upgraded with Deebo Samuel. That not doesn't necessarily fit the profile of guys that they drafted, this quote-unquote commander tag, whatever that means. But you're right in the sense that in the absence of that, you want do-your-job Patriot-style dudes. Totally fair and totally right on. I think in general, you're doing that. If you can't get the star, the next best thing is guy that's going to dominate his role, the Jeremy Reeves corollary, right? I want a, I'm blanking on the guy's name, the linebacker, Nick Ballore, that all he ever did was play hard. Who's the first guy down on every special teams, punt kick, punt coverage, this, that, and the other? Him, Jeremy Reeves, etc. You need that too. I'm not telling you you don't. And that's what they majored in, 100% right. But I think if you ask them, you're willing to do some concessions here and there. They went in and got Marshawn Lattimore. Right? Because they needed some help there. That's not just a grinder, a worker, another Sanders still. That's a dude that's going to march to the beat of his own drum. But it's a good call. I appreciate you making it. I just think that the truth is probably somewhere in between.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.